How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
I need help. I need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Post-launch initiates the web presence you need for success. Post-launch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Post-launch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to you. And I just want to remind you that I'll be doing the program daily till the end of August. And then beginning in September, I'll be doing the program just on Mondays beginning at 9 a.m. So just keep that in mind. And as I do every morning, I draw a card of the day as a vibration of the day. And this is a card. In traditional tarot, it's the Queen of Swords. And in my deck, it's got a keyword called morality. And what's interesting is this is always about a woman that can cut right to the chase of things, that she can really go to the bottom line of what's going on. And when she comes up upright, she's not an evil person. She's somebody that she has her way of doing things. She can be incredibly direct, sometimes even a little abrupt, but she's not evil, all right? Well, I drew the card this morning reversed, which means watch out for the people that seem to sort of use the truth as a weapon instead of using the truth to enlighten. And you know who those people are. These are the people that they are so direct that when they mention something to you, it almost immediately hurts your feelings, all right? And they know they're doing it. Yeah, it's the opposite of when this woman comes up upright, which is, you kind of know that she has your best intentions in mind, and her intentions are also good. But watch out for women in particular. Sometimes I see this card when women are very jealous of other women, And they talk behind their back and they say nasty things like, oh, she shouldn't wear that skirt because her butt looks enormous kind of thing. They're just mean people. So watch out for the mean women in your life right now. And actually, might be a good idea to step back from them just in general. All right, I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 808 area code. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Mona.
What's your name? Yes.
Hi. Aloha, this is Monica.
Hi, Monica. What's your question?
Well, I just was wondering about the relationship that I'm in. You know, how he feels about me and if this is a good relationship for me.
Well, what the cards are saying here is that you're putting pressure on him to make this relationship official, permanent, rest of your life kind of thing. That's what the cards are saying. And what I want to tell you is that the last thing that this guy wants is to feel trapped in a relationship. The way to draw this man closer to you is to stop the vibration that you're projecting that you want a definite answer about the future with him, all right? So what I'm getting in the cards here, stop projecting the idea that you need a bottom line conclusion as to where this relationship's going, all right? And instead, trust him completely. And the thing is I want you to adopt the vibration that he's your best friend in the whole world, and I want you to treat him like you'd treat a girlfriend that's a best friend in the whole world. And I'll give you an example of what I mean by that. Let's say you and your guy have some plans for Friday night, and then all of a sudden a friend of his blows into town, and he wants to go spend time with him. So instead of you doing the, oh, pouting because he's canceling on you, I want you to say, oh, my God, how fun for you. Okay, we'll hook up on Saturday.
Okay.
Okay, because what I'm getting here from you is this weird pressure you're putting on him to define the relationship, when, in fact, what the cards are saying is the less that you try to define the relationship and experience him with the joy of being with him, the more he's going to want to be with you. Does this all make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because here's the thing. I see two cards here that talk about pregnancy. Are you trying to get pregnant?
No.
Okay. Is pregnancy something that you want down the road?
I can't have any more children.
Okay.
Actually, then I years ago.
All right. Well, then let me ask you: does your man want a child?
He knows that I can't have any more children.
Right.
And he told me that that's okay. But he
okay.
does not have
all
any.
Right. Okay, then I totally understand why this is coming up. Then what since it does not relate to pregnancy, okay, because you have this card of pregnancy, you have this card of not being able to conceive, you have these two cards together, since it doesn't mean actual pregnancy, what it means is be patient for the relationship that you want. Because what it's saying is the relationship is going to happen as soon as you create the environment that every time you guys are together, you're a lot of fun.
Okay.
In other words, you make it so that you're sort of a haven for this person, that you make it as though when the two of you are together, you are the best choice to be with. That you are looking at this person as though companion of choice sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Because as soon as you go into that vibration, you become irresistible, which is what I want for you.
Right. Okay,
all right, my friend.
Because those pregnancy cards don't mean pregnancy, I mean...
Well, it
depends.
That's why I asked you about the whole idea of pregnancy, because... The two cards together usually mean a pregnancy that you're trying to have and you're having trouble having it because you have the pregnancy card and then the conception card reversed. So since it doesn't mean pregnancy, since there is no medical reason why you could actually get pregnant, then what it means is that you need to be patient for the new beginning in this relationship. Because right now what it's saying is that it feels like your partner is sort of pulling away from you. And what I want to tell you is that they're not. It's just you need to create an environment that you are the most fun person in the whole world for them to be with. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
And as soon as you do that, what happens is that you become the first choice. And there's one more thing I want to talk to you about real quick before I go on to the next call, is that, Monica, nobody can beat you up like you can. You're incredibly self-critical, right? Okay.
I'm my worst friend.
So I'm going to give you an exercise to help with that. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Take out a sheet of paper, and on the top of that sheet of paper, I want you to write the word guilt. All right?
Okay.
And I want you to write down everything you feel guilty about and everything you beat yourself up about on that sheet of paper. Okay?
Okay.
At the bottom of that sheet of paper, I want you to write, I release these emotions for my new beginning. Then I want you to sign your name, crumple up the piece of paper, and go outside and safely burn it.
Okay. And burn.
Okay. Because what I'm seeing here is that you are an amazing and wonderful and loving woman. And you need to be, yes, you need to be patient with the divine timing of what you want.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 706 area code. Hello, 706. Who's this?
It's Mary Mona. How are you doing today?
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
I had a this guy kind of fell out of the sky in front of me, which I was very pleased about in reference
so
to
was he a parachutist?
I don't know.
All right.
But it has to do with a resort, and he's the investor. He's the builder, and I've spoken with him briefly when, you know, he came into where I worked, and then I've spoken with him again, and he wants to get together for a meeting, and so I was wondering, when is that going to happen?
Okay. I'm getting all kinds of red flags in your cards, and I'll tell you
okay.
the red flags. The first is this guy is intending to use your connection or your focus or your money to make this happen.
Okay, well, I have no money.
Okay, then he's intending to use your focus in some way to make this happen, all right? Now, you're not afraid of hard work, but what's interesting is it seems as though this man wants to use your credential in some way to move this project forward, and that has me a little worried. Okay? Then
okay.
I see this card of you're not getting the whole truth here, and that I would, and I don't say this often to people, but I would get a some sort of private investigator or research this guy on the internet or call up a police officer friend and have this guy checked out.
Okay.
And then I'm seeing the reason why I'm saying that this man is sort of trying to use you as credential in some way is that this guy knows he can't do it by himself, so he's looking for someone to be a partner with him in this. It is not in no way is this a romantic thing. This is definitely
This is
definitely a guy that's looking for someone to focus his project. And then the last card, which is the card I'm worried about, the one that I'm really worried about, is that in traditional tarot, there's a card called the Chariot, all right? And I read upright and reverse meanings of cards, all right?
Mm-hmm.
With the upright meaning of the Chariot card is a card of where you're, it shows a man guiding a black horse and a white horse, and the white horse is good and the black horse is evil. And so the man is guiding the evil and the good horse, and his chariot moves because his negotiation of good and evil, all right? That's exactly the meaning of the Chariot card. you have it reversed, which means you do not have full knowledge to actually be able to move forward in any kind of business negotiation with this man. And it bothers me that you, when you use the phrase that he sort of fell out of the sky for you, I don't know that he actually fell out of the sky for you. I actually think that he was specifically researching you for this. And so what I'd like you to do is reach out to anyone that you know that might be in law enforcement, police department. And I have to tell you, making friends with a local police officer is never a bad idea.
Well, no, I have friends that are, like, I mean, ex-FBI agents, so I'm not...
Excellent. Then get him researched, because what I'm getting here is that either he is not totally above board here, or he is representing a company that's not totally above board, and he may not even be aware of it. But I'm getting all kinds of red flags on this. So
okay.
I would
I'm totally in the dark with this. So
right. So I would say proceed with extreme caution.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, see ya. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here who I don't know their phone number because I'm not that good of a psychic, but I have someone who's blocked their number. Hello, this is Mona. Who's this?
Hi, Mary.
Oh, this is Mary?
Yes, another Mary, not the Mary that you just had. A different
Mary. Oh, no, I know. You sound different. Okay, so what's your question for me?
I've been... back in contact with an ex-relationship, and I just want to know where it's going.
Okay. This is interesting, because it's saying that there is either money issues connected with this other person or money issues connected with you. Are you worrying about money right now, or do you think this other person is?
I think the other person is.
Okay. Because what I'm seeing here is that your intuition connected with this person is totally right on. And what I want to tell you is that the only way that I would see this relationship blooming back into something meaningful is if this person can prove to you that they are responsible. Because what I'm seeing here is the first card talks about don't take on any burdens that aren't yours. The second card immediately goes into worry about money, which is why I asked you if this person had money issues. Then you have the middle card, and it's the major card in your reading, is the card of the psychic gift, your psychic gift, okay? Then it's saying that there's a period of 2 years that would need to go by before you would be convinced that there would be any kind of future with this person. The thing is that you're sort of excited that they've reached out to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's because there was some amazing connection back in the day.
Oh, my. It's only, we broke up 3 years ago. And
right.
He left me, he was separated. And
right.
When his wife found out that he was with somebody, he was separated for 4 years. She wanted nothing to do with him.
Right.
And when she found out that he was in love and we were going to take her to court to bring the kids, you know, to
right.
She lured him back with the kids, and it's in another state. So, you know, I just said, go, you know, if that's what you want. But he's been miserable.
Mary, I am so proud of you. You have no idea how amazingly proud I am of you for doing that.
He had unfinished business. We're spiritually connected, and you're right when you said your intuition on this man is dead on. We're connected.
Right. Totally. I see that.
And I think he wants to provide for me, but coming back to New York is so expensive. He has a fear of losing the kids.
Right. Well, here's the thing. This is saying, and this is up to you. I would still keep my options open with other men, but I wouldn't mind dating him if I were you for the next couple of years till he gets his act together.
Yeah, but he's in another state.
Right. I know. You can still date him. You don't have to. Here's the thing. You don't have to make it all or nothing with him. You can date him. He can come visit. You can still feel like an incredibly wanted sexual woman with him.
I'm okay with all of that.
Well,
the last 3 years we've been talking, and every time she finds out, she disconnects us.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. At some point, he's got to decide who he wants more. And again, you can date him. You can date him. I don't care if you date him. But you need to. He's going to take him about two more years to get his act together. It's up to you if you want to wait.
It's been three already. I mean, he just reached out again after not hearing from him for a couple of months, you know.
Okay, so what you say is, I can't wait until you get your shit together, because I really would like to be with you, but you are not my number one choice right now. And until you do get your stuff together, you're not going to be. You need to say that to him.
Okay.
Okay, and as soon as you do, he's gonna really think about that, because, you know, again, I don't mind if you date him, but I want him to know that that he doesn't really have you yet.
Well, I kind of said something like that on Monday.
Good girl.
Monday night, and he didn't reply back to me on Tuesday, and
mm-hmm.
then I just said, you know what, I'm sorry that I, because my mother's sick, and I said,
yeah.
I'm sorry I even bothered you with that, and he was like, yesterday he texted me, no, don't be silly, I got hockey, and, you know, the sun goes
mm-hmm.
to hockey, and I'm
yep.
working, but it never stopped him before, but I think it caught him off guard that,
right.
you know, I can't talk right now, I'm going to the diner with somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A male friend.
So,
you know.
So here's the thing, is that you're only a priority when he's feeling lonesome.
What's that?
It sounds to me like you're only a priority when he's feeling lonesome. So here's, you may even say that to him. I'm only a priority to you when you're feeling lonesome.
Right.
And see how he responds.
I think it caught him off guard with me.
Right.
I can't talk.
All right, sweetheart. I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody here. I think this person's Skyping. I have somebody called Live here. Hello, Live.
Hello. My name's Christy Lee.
Hi, Christy Lee. What's your question?
I am looking for work, and I just want to see if there's something that's coming up soon for me.
You know what is so funny about your cards is I keep seeing you in the spotlight.
Oh, really?
Like doing presentations or theater or live demonstrations or commercials. I keep seeing you in the spotlight. And what's interesting is there's something about you that people immediately respect, and there's something about you that you come from a place of authority almost right away. So I'm not saying that you're going to hand out samples at Costco. I'm talking about where you're doing live demonstrations, and it may be that you get into the trade show circuit specifically so that you are working people's trade show booths,
mm-hmm.
demonstrating and talking about what they do. So if I could actually choose a career for you to start looking at, because you haven't looked at this yet, is I would start looking at the trade show and logistics industry in your city.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting is that you have this immediate sense of authority and credential as soon as people start talking to you. And
okay.
I love that about you. So what I would do is really start looking into the trade show industry in your neck of the woods. And you may have to take one or two sort of quote-unquote entry-level jobs just to get your feet wet and figure out what you want to do. But I'm actually thinking that you may end up starting your own business within the next couple of years where you actually provide people for trade shows.
Interesting. I'll have to take a look at that.
So it's sort of like a staffing company that's specifically for trade shows.
Okay. I will
look
at that.
And the cool thing about that is that you could actually gear your company to hiring more mature people, like, you know, people over 40 that
mm-hmm.
that you know if you paid them $18 or $20 an hour that they wouldn't flake on you. They'd show up. They'd be there. They'd be, you know, registering convention attendees. They'd be checking badges at the door. They might be working the actual booth for a company or fill in when folks have to go to lunch or whatever it is. I'm thinking that you may end up creating a whole business for yourself.
Interesting. I'll have to look at that.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 937 area code. Hello, 937. Who's this?
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. What's your question?
What all do you see for me for love?
All right, let's see what the cards are talking about you romance-wise. Okay, there are two guys here. There's one guy that really rocks your world sexually, but he's kind of a dick, and I don't like him.
Okay.
Then there's another guy that I like. He's got dark hair and dark eyes. He is he used to be really athletic, okay? But now that he's a little bit more mature, he's a little on the chunky side without being gross about it. He's just a big guy that likes to eat. He likes to go out to nice dinners. Yay you, right? So what what the card is talking about is a complete release from the asshole guy that you were dating emotionally and keeping your peepers open for the dark-haired, dark-eyed guy that's about to come into your life.
Ah.
So here's the thing. As I always like to give people a ritual of release when they're getting rid of somebody that they shouldn't be in their vibration. So what I want you to do is write a goodbye letter to the jerk that you were dating before that just really just did not treat you well. So you're going to write the goodbye letter. And you're going to say everything in the letter that if you weren't a lady, that you would basically say to his face, all right? So it's this emotional vomit letter that I want you to write to him, which is basically a goodbye letter. But the last line that you write on this letter is, I release this past relationship for the one I deserve.
Okay.
You sign your name, you crumple it up, you go outside and you burn it.
Okay.
Don't start any wildfires or anything. But what I'm telling you is you keep your peepers open for the dark-haired, dark-eyed guy, kind of on the big side. So he may be Italian, he may be Hispanic, he may be, he just might be olive-complected. But this man, there is some real connection coming with this guy. That's the guy I want you to look for.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Fantastic.
Thanks for calling. All right,
thank you
later.
Much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right, you guys. So just an announcement. I'm going to be doing the radio program beginning on in September, September 8th, on Mondays only. So it'll be Mystic Mondays with Psychic View, Mystic Mondays, Mystic Mona. So 9 a.m. on Mondays starting in September. I will be doing the program daily through the end of this month, although I won't be doing the program live tomorrow or Monday. I'm back live on Tuesday. So in the meantime, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll be talking again soon.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.